What the fuck's going on down there?
Welcome to Waddling Toad Frogs at TFW 2005. That's right. Weeks have gone by without the joke. And I felt bad, so there you go, everyone. That's what it stands for. With me today are three other men. The first one is Gog Dog.
Hello, hello.
Next is this some new guy called Seth Buzzard.
Hi.
And finally, we have... Drew Ryan's not here right now. Who's this? We have with us, on his very first full podcast episode, Kick Back the Substitute.
I will do my best, Drew Ryan, for everybody tonight.
Excellent. And we're here to talk to you about Transformers. You guys into that? I know I am.
Yay! I mean,
we all know they're on the decline or something like that, so... Oh, no, that's coming up later. Our first topic is actually a bit of a positive one here for a lot of people who haven't been into Transformers for the last couple of years and kind of jumped back on lately. G1 is finally getting a new DVD release, possibly for the 25th anniversary. This is nice because the Rhino sets came out long, long time ago, and there are a lot of people who have gotten into the fandom after they came out and are having a bit of a heck of a time finding them. So I gotta say, grats to them, myself. I'm interested if they have commentaries or something like that, but otherwise I don't really feel that inspired to buy them. But, you know, I got all my rhinos with their extra sound effects. Let's start off with Mr. Substitute. Kick back. What do you think about this?
Well, obviously it's good news either way. I mean, anytime you can get exposure out for something, especially the stuff that's all nostalgic, that's great. The only downside, I think, to it is it depends on what it looks like. I mean, Rhino took the time to, you know, they added their own special sound effects, which I think just about everybody hates, but they did remaster the actual visuals for the most part. I mean, they ended up coming up with some errors with it, but they still remastered the visuals. And it looks, you know, it doesn't sound the greatest, but it looks really good. If this release is just literally them taking the masters and throwing them on DVD, you know, it doesn't, I don't know, I just, having have all the Rhino sets myself, it really depends on what the extra features are, if they went out and actually remastered it again, and actually took the time to make it something worth buying all over again. Otherwise, you know, if you already have it, you know, save yourself the 30, 40 bucks or however much it's going to cost.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm not that into them because I already got the Rhinos, but it's good exposure and it's great for the people who missed out on the Rhino sets, which kind of got a bit... crazy to get a hold of on the secondary market for a little while. I'm not sure if it's still like that, but Gog Dog, what about you?
I kind of have the Rhinos. I kind of downloaded the Rhino DVD.
Piracy!
Well, just
on
like you said.
On this podcast? Oh my god! Call
well,
the cops.
With all due respect, when I sought them out, they were already long out of print, and it was difficult to find, so... I do plan on getting it, just to show my support. I haven't bought them. I would like to make it legal, so I will. I agree with what Kickback said. In this day and age, I mean, especially since this isn't the first DVD release, it's kind of going to be kind of hard for them to justify releasing these without some pretty cool extras, seen as, like we said, you know, they've already been released before. Hopefully it'll be something more than just, you know, just sticking
the
them straight on DVD and that's it.
Maybe we'll get fan commentaries. Buzz, Seth Buzzard, what do you think?
Well, I have all the Rhinos. I bought them as they happened, so... I mean, the extras would have to be pretty amazing for me to feel warranted to buy them all again. So, I don't know. Gotta wait and see, I guess.
So I'm
not expecting to buy them at this point, though.
I have a question for you guys. What extras would you guys... What would make the extras like a must-buy? Like, what extras could they put on there that would have you guys be like, oh, crap, I have to buy that, even for... Like, me and Seth, who already have the original Rhino releases.
$50 bill.
Packed in with Optimus Prime's face on it, but it still works.
Economic stimulus.
No, but stuff like commentary tracks would be cool.
What about the other commercials?
I can't. That would be fun, but I mean, really, it would have to be something incredible. Like it probably would have to be something like fan commentaries, and have it be people that I know.
Yeah, you just got to get Drew Does Commentary, like, on the tracks. Yeah. Sync it up for us.
Especially the ones that I'm in.
Yeah. I only really go junky for, like, commentary, so that's the feature that would get me, but I'm guessing if they did, like, you know, featurettes longer than 10 minutes with, like, Flint Dilly and whoever is still around, who had something to do with the behind-the-scenes stuff, that'd probably go over well. But I guess it depends how much budget they have for it. My question would be not just that, but would you guys double dip if it was Blu-ray?
Well, I don't have a Blu-ray player.
Oh, yeah, neither do I.
I think I'm the only person on the forums that doesn't have a PS3 or something like that, or at least a standalone player.
I'm right there with you, buddy. I don't have
Blu-ray.
I'd love to. It's just whenever I have a couple of grand in my bank account to buy an HD TV and the Blu-ray player, it usually goes towards something a little more important. So,
well, let me ask you this too.
I don't watch enough TV to really justify it.
I'm not the most technical guy when it comes to Blu-ray and so forth, but could something like, you know, the original Transformers animation, could that transfer even worth a difference from the original master to a high def format without? I mean,
it could, but they would have to go frame by frame, remaster it, probably even more so than they did for the Sony re-release of the 86 movie a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was what my question was, because I saw the Blu-ray thing come up in the discussion threads, and I kept thinking, like, is there something there for Blu-ray to even pick up? So
they would, but they would have to spend a lot of time redoing it, and I don't know if... I'm sure people would buy it.
Yeah.
But do they want to spend the time doing that? Probably not.
Yeah, like, well, G1's my personal favorite, but, like, the animation isn't that great to begin with. It's like, why even bother?
They could reanimate the whole show. Oh, no, wait, that's going into another tangent. But anyway, I'm sure we're looking forward to details on what these are going to be like, and if they're even going to go past the first season. One hopes so, at least for folks who can't get a hold of the Rhino stuff, so... Fingers crossed. I got some wires crossed on this next topic, that being new picks, because I had something picked, and then a better one came up right before we started recording. So, I'm going to pull some rank and do mine. And no one cares. My chosen picture would be the next piece of the Unicron.com animated set that popped up, that being Sari's Allspark Key. Because it's small, but it actually looks good, and it's part of a set, so it's not like you're paying $30 for a little nub of plastic. I'm really excited to see how this set turns out, because all the fan-made stuff, Transformers-wise, has been pretty badass lately, and I'm really happy Unicron.com is stepping up, continuing their thing, and there's probably some more cool stuff in there. All I really got to know now is if that Allspark actually opens up or not. But that would be kind of crazy. Let's just go down the list. Kickback!
I'm going to have to go one picture before yours, actually, and do the the magnets. The magnets for Animated Ratchet from that same set.
Holy crap.
Those things look freaking awesome. It always kind of mystified me why they would give a character like Ratchet such a cool feature in the show and then just completely forget about it in the toy.
Yeah.
Considering he uses those, like, every single episode he's on, and yet he never uses the rest of the tools he comes with, so you're like, huh. But no, it looks cool. I mean, the entire set looks pretty awesome. The picture you're talking about, Evangelist, with Sari's Allspark Key, that wasn't in the preview teaser picture they showed. At least I couldn't find it.
Oh, no, this is new. This is new.
Yeah, but I mean, that entire thing looks cool, and I think it's just, I mean, Unicron.com's always had really cool accessory packs come out, but I think this one would not only be my favorite, but I think favorite for just about anybody who is a fan of animated or the toys. So that's my pick of the week, my first ever picture pick of the week.
A cherry has been popped. Can hear it. Moving down the list, Gog! Did you find anything interesting in the headlines, picture-wise?
I'm still looking. Go to Buzz.
All right. Buzz, did you find anything interesting in the headlines, picture-wise?
Yeah. The updated pictures of the Gears of War pack.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of fan-made stuff, it's looking really cool. And it looks better than it did before, and it looked cool before. So I'd like the little bit smaller missiles. I'd like the better painted or colored or whatever, the little probe tape thing.
Yeah, and the modular design on the missiles is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like the multiple parts. But,
yeah, that probe tape is my favorite bit. And the ladder for Inferno is just will be nice to get. So I'm really digging that whole set, and I want it.
Yeah, I like that little detail they added, like fire rescue or something to the side of the ladder.
Yeah.
I think it looks great. Nice. I have Inferno. I think a ladder would just make him really top off the figure.
Mm-hmm. And he could beat people with it, like a large
That's
angry
the most
fireman.
Part.
Exactly. Gog, did you find something?
Oh, I had something. I totally forgot what I was going to say, but I'll just go with the pictures of Mickey Mouse Convoy, because he's a lot he's really small.
Really, really small, and apparently almost wholly unposable.
So, I think it's a cute gift. Like, if you have a girlfriend or something, and, you know, you're a Transformers fan, you want to give her something semi-related to your hobby, like, look at this, it's cute. It'd make a neat little something to stick on your entertainment center or something. Maybe her desk at work.
Yeah.
Just don't tell her how much it costs.
By the way,
how small it is.
This cost over $40. Hope you like it.
Did it for you, baby. Did it for you.
I was surprised to hear that there was almost no jointage in there. I mean, like, it works for how the thing looks, but I'm always surprised nowadays when there's, like, that much statuiness to a Transformer, but I'm just used to all the crazy mainline engineering, I think. I just have too high expectations. I'm a snob. I'm a toy snob. Who's pointed in the air? Now, let's move on to the other weekly, what we got this week. Let me start off by saying, I got nothing, and I thought I was going to have something by now relating to what someone else has. So, let's go with that someone else. Hey, Gog Dog, I heard you got something this week. that I was going to be able to go like, oh, I got that too! But mine's in customs.
Haha, uh-huh, Canada, LOL.
Oh,
Well, actually, let's see. First, actually, I found Animated Waspinator in Samurai Prowl yesterday.
What, you too?
Yep.
Damn it!
So, I won't spend a whole lot of time on it. Prowl, he's Prowl, basically the same figure with, you know, some clip-on armor. The armor, it doesn't clip on quite as well as I thought it would. It's more of, it kind of wraps around and just hangs on him.
Yeah.
That said, for display purposes, it actually looks really awesome. I think the play value might not be that great for a kid because it tends to pop apart really easily. But once you get it on and posed, it actually looks pretty darn good. So,
I was kind of surprised to find out that the armor was more or less one big piece that wraps around his torso. But then I kind of thought that was neat.
I give him credit for it's all one piece minus the weapon that unplugs. But in a way, it's kind of a hindrance, too, because even the helmet, you don't take the helmet, you don't, like, pop it off and put it on his head. It's actually on a big rod that kind of folds back, and the rod actually holds it in place on his head, because if you detach it from the rod just to leave the helmet on his head, it just kind of wiggles around and doesn't stay. So, but, like I said, I mean, it is what it is. Waspinator's, I like him. His robot mode is actually really, really cool. His transformation, kind of like, you know, what Aaron said last week, he kind of just stands up and you fiddle with him a little bit. But he's okay for what he is. But I think I'll probably leave him in robot mode most of the time because I tend to like that a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also got a Revenge of the Fallen Sideswipe and Sideways. So yeah. I got jealous of Vangelis always talking about the blood money, and I just felt like getting my hands dirty once in my life.
Yeah, you joined up with the Yang Chao Lo family, like I told you.
Yeah, but they told me I had to get this tattoo in a really odd place, so I told them I don't know if I can make this a permanent thing or not. So
it's protection, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's protection. Your meager law enforcement can't stand up to the Yang Chao Lo clan. Anyway, go on.
I like Sideways a lot more than I thought. I wasn't planning on getting him. I was gonna buy just a Sideswipe, and they asked if I wanted to throw in a Sideways for cheap, and it was actually not bad. So I was like, "Yeah, go ahead." So I'm actually glad I did. He's pretty stinking cool. The legs are kind of complicated or fiddly to get him in the place, but once you get him in the place, it all pegs in nicely and it's fine. It has a lot of little odd bits. At first, I was looking at everybody thought he was Barricade, so everyone was comparing him to the first movie Barricade, but mm-hmm. Barricade was one of my favorite figures from the first movie line, but I think Sideways is actually a much better figure.
Well, yeah, I
like him quite a bit.
Barricade was kind of a little mussed up with the way his arms were done up. I mean, it was a good mm-hmm. try, but it was a little mussed up.
Yeah, it was a good try. Especially for what it was, the way that the movie line engineering from the first one was so much different, really, than anything they had done before, and
yeah,
it was good for what it was. But I think in the second movie line so far, from what I've seen, they're really starting to kind of perfect this and the style of what they're doing. But yeah, with that being said, Sideswipe is actually pretty stinking cool. I like him a lot. His legs could use a little bit more posability, but seeing as they're going for the image of him balancing on wheel feet, I think how they pulled it off was really neat. Genzao, a.k.a. Mike, did a video review on YouTube and had a really hard time balancing him, but the trick is there's these little pieces that in actuality become his heels, and as long as you fold them in nice and angle them down, he just leans back on him. As long as he's in a static standing pose, he'll stand there all day fine. So balancing him that way is not much of an issue. If you start giving him more dynamic poses, it gets difficult, but you can take the little heel pieces and kind of bend them out and move them into ways that he can continue to lean on him. It's a little harder with the dynamic poses, but standing straight, he'll stand, no problem. You can shake the table, whatever. He's pretty stable.
So. Can even pound on the table.
That's right. You can blow on the table.
You can make love to the table leg.
That's right. My only complaint about Sideswipe is his light piping, at least on the one I have, doesn't work at all. You can hold his head up to the 2 inches from a light bulb, and you can get a little light coming through it. So there's a giant screw right in the back of the little light intake part in the back that pretty much seems to take up like half the piece of plastic. But
I got a giant screw in the back of my head too, and I just learned how to deal with it.
Yeah, kind of like Mighty Mug Soundwave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you start getting those little feelings when you think too hard, but otherwise it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one thing that struck me, and I think you see it a lot more when you have him in hand, is the paint jobs on both of them are really nice. Sideways could probably use a little bit more detailing.
Red Crush!
Some people complain the same thing of Sideswipe, but when you actually have him in hand and you look at the paint job, it's actually it's a lot better than the first wave of figures we got from the first movie.
Yeah, it looks like the paint jobs were kind of focused on the vehicle modes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. A lot of people have already, who have Sideways, have started, you know, adding more detail to the red part. It could use it. Sideswipe, less so. But, yeah, in vehicle mode, both of them they look really good.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's promising.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to getting hold of those guys sometime, along with the rest. Probably come BotCon, gold stickers. Buzz, did you get anything this week?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. Not so much Transformers.
I got a non-Transformers thing too, but, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a Ken from the new Street Fighter 4 figures. That was pretty cool.
Oh, sweet.
Uh, got a new monitor on my computer. I got a new headset to talk on. I got a new screen name on the message board. But the one transformer I did get a Activators Megatron. I hadn't bought any Activators yet. I never had bothered. And I was kind of bored, and the Megatron looked kind of cool, and I thought, well, I'll see what these guys are about. So I picked up Activator Megatron, and he looks really cool in robot mode. Vehicle mode's kind of just pieces, gaps, and whatnot, but, I mean, I can't really expect too much from the limitations that this size and gimmick have, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I picked that one up with Grimlock some time ago, because apparently they were two of the cooler ones. And they're neat. But Megatron didn't really get me quite as much as Grimlock, only because something about him just felt kind of missing. I don't really know what it was. My standards are too high.
Maybe the gigantic gun on his arm was missing.
That too.
But he's okay.
Oh, that's cool. I did get, like, a couple of Figart's Kamen Riders, but that's just my ongoing plastic addiction. So, those of you in the Toy Arc sub-forums, Rider Kick Appreciation thread, shouts out, yo! Yay!
One other thing I got this week. A phone call from Transformers Collectors Club telling me that I missed the customization class by one spot. Even though I got my facts in within 2 hours of them becoming available. So I was thrilled about that, but whatever.
Well, we got a BotCon topic coming up. But before we get to that, Kickback, did you get anything this week?
You know, I got two little things. I got a Light Gog Dog. I got my animated Samurai Prowl and my Waspinator.
Damn it.
And I'm glad to hear that Gog Dog had the same issues with his Samurai Prowl, because I thought maybe my trip to Target, I bought like the retarded batch of Transformers or something. just because Samurai Prowl, I tried to put them together one night and just got pissed, because it's like, insert into the tabs and snaps into place. And I was reading reviews on the board. It's like, yeah, you just snap into place. I'm like, where the hell do you snap it? And so he just kind of lays on the ground right now. As far as Waspinator goes, he's cool, but like I said, I got the retarded batch from Target. Apparently there was some sort of plastic issue on his robot head, so it looks like he's either frothing at the mouth or he's got some form of Transformers herpes. I'm not quite sure.
But
I
don't know.
I did have an issue with mine. The one of the little, because in robot mode he's got the two little arms that stick out. One of mine was actually pinned in upside down, so I had to push the pin out and flip it and push it back. But that's the only problem I had with mine.
Yeah, mine just looks like it's got a... if you had really hot plastic that was stuck together and you tore it apart and you got to cut the white stuff on it.
Yeah.
So yikes. That's kind of he's got that all over his mouth.
But you should exchange it.
Can be led to many jokes. Yeah, but that would require leaving my nice little apartment.
You gotta march in there, dude. You gotta have your chin up, Just go like, excuse me, I'm Kickback from the internet. This toy is not up to par. Slam it on the ground. Do you know who I am?
But I like to take the little mandibles, or whatever I guess they become on his robot mode, and put them in really horrible poses. Which, if you have an animated Waspinator, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But that's all I got this week.
Someday I'll know. That's cool. I guess we can move on to... new front page item. Animated accessory kit includes Sari's... key, okay. Got a little double action going on there. But let's
it's
move
been up for a while.
There's two of them there now.
Oh.
Foster just put it up again with a different picture. Woo!
But that's two news credits for Sage.
Let's move on to BotCon. Because we got more BotCon.
I want to make fun of Foster for a while.
Or we can make fun of Foster.
I think Foster might have been intoxicated when he made that post, because the discuss link takes it to a whole different website.
Holy crap, you're right. Let's go discuss this on unicron.us/for-sale.
we report it live, folks.
Because you know, when it comes down, this is going to be the evidence. You know, this is undying. Well, that's awesome. Anyway.
You better not cut that.
I'm not. It's getting its own chapter and everything. Big picture of Foster on the chapter marking. So last podcast, we spent like 40 minutes talking about BotCon, and we're going to talk about it some more, because we got some more BotCon news. First one's the boring bit that we'll get out of the way. Package sellouts. The non-attending sets and loose sets have all sold out, and according to GogDog, because he was 26th on the list, one of the customization classes, at least one of them, is also booked out. So,
They're both booked out now.
Oh, now they're both booked out. So, tough luck for folks hoping to get into those. Tough luck for me thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll add the customization class later. So if you want to get to BotCon, apparently they do still have a couple hundred, if not, you know, thousand, Primus packages without loose sets kicking around. So, you can still pre-register. A lot of the perks, though, have been booked out. So, there's that bit of news. We also got to see some toys, officially and unofficially. Officially, we got to see Scourge from the box set. He's Cybertron Sideways, Galaxy Force Noise Maze, but with a mustachioed head added on, and done up in blue. And I think he looks neat, but at this point, I have no idea what the story of this set's supposed to be, because I don't know why there would be, like, a crazy-looking Scourge dude and a young cup with a grappling hook arm. So, I mean, they look like neat toys, but it kind of reminds me of 2005, where I thought the toys looked neat, but I couldn't really see a connection between them when they were assembled on a shelf. So, what about you guys? Let's start from the bottom. Let's go up. Buzz, what do you think?
Well, I appreciate that they're doing new heads and that they're not all straight repaints, but I guess not all of them are getting new heads, if I'm
usually
remembering correctly.
Yeah, usually not all of them.
But, and they're pretty much all from Cybertron so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really wasn't into Cybertron. Like, I barely bought anything from Cybertron. So far, I'm really unimpressed.
Well, the Starscreams are from Energon.
Yeah, and, you know, I got one of those, so. I'm okay with that mold. I've got that mold covered. And I'm not disappointed that that's the case, that I'm unimpressed, because part of my whole budgeting plan was to flip the set and resell it.
Oh,
so.
You scalper, as some would say.
So,
Our thread is going to get bombarded with angry, frothing-at-the-mouth young men.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I'm used to it.
They'll get over it one day. But I did... I signed up for a bag set also. So, like, just in case something ends up being in that set that I'm like, oh my god, I gotta have it, then I got that covered. I'll be fine with the bag set. But I don't know if I got the bag set or not, because I got an email saying that they got my registration form, and I got an email saying that they processed my registration form, but they didn't tell me if any of the things I signed up for are included in what was processed, so. There they go.
I think Pete from...
Pete Sinclair?
BotCon, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, his screen name on TFW is Pete at BotCon. But he... it was either him or... It might have been an email that was sent out from Brian, but one of them stated that as long as your form was in their office by, I think it was March 2nd, that you would get whatever was on that form, not counting classes and tours. So, I might be wrong. I can go back.
Or
and
the
look,
dinner.
Yeah, the dinner. I mean, the extra stuff, but any sets that were ordered, as long as your form was in their office by, and I believe it was March 2nd, he said, what you put on your form, you're getting. Toys.
Yeah, I faxed mine down the morning after the form became available. And I signed up for...
Fine.
Primus package, the loose set, and the dinner.
That's also good news for our time-traveling listeners who could go back in time and make sure their form gets in before March 2nd.
Oh, and the dinner's going to be awesome, and everyone that's hating on it, you're going to miss out.
Is that because you're going?
Yes.
I'm going too.
And something awesome's going to happen.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to eat something. Gog, what about you? What do you think of Lisgorge?
So far, he's my favorite one out of all of them. I already have the Sideways from Cybertron. If you would have told me that they were repainting this as Scourge, I would have been like, eh. And I'm still not super excited. It's not like if I wasn't going to BotCon, it's something I would be hunting down. But I really like the head mold that they use for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's surprising. I think it actually works. It's like I said, it's not. I'm not frothing at the mouth or anything, but I don't know. I mean, I hope something else comes along in this set that really kind of wows me. This is actually going to be my first BotCon. Oh my God, noob! Kickback is face palming, but
share it, pop.
But the only two BotCon figures that I've tracked down have been. I was talking to Buzz about this before, but. Have been Voyagers. I have the Shattered Glass Starscream, and I got the Voyager Vector Prime attendee figure. So,
oh yeah.
So far the only figures that I've really been impressed with that I've actually spent money on have been the Voyagers. So I wonder what kind of Voyages we're gonna get this year. But yeah, the Scourge I surprisingly like it. Yeah. So.
Oh, cool. Kickback. What about you?
Well, I haven't really expressed my pleasure or displeasure with anything regarding BotCon publicly. Overall, with Scourge, you know, I'm kind of like with Mr. Seth Buzzard. The Cybertron toys, you know, I purchased very, very little. Not a lot of them excited me at all. So to see this toy get a repaint, you know, it I guess it's, if you have to look at the top three toys from, you know, Armada, Energon, and Cybertron, I guess, that you would repaint to be Scourge, or Scourge, depending on who you talk to. I think this figure would be in everyone's top three somewhere. Maybe not necessarily number one, but, yeah. You know, somewhere in their top three. You know, I'm a big fan of the head sculpt. Whoever they have doing the head sculpts every year does, for the most part, a pretty great job. That's never been an issue. I just, you know, just all the details we learned about the toy, like the faction changing feature has been removed, or just painted over so you can't, you know, you put the cyber key in and hey,
nothing happens.
You know, it's the same picture, exactly. You know, so that's a little disheartening. You know, you think that if they took a toy like that and had that ability built into it, they could maybe do something with the character and the story with that. You know, but they didn't do that. So overall, you know, I think the Scourge figure so far from what we've seen would be my favorite. But if you compare it to the list of all the BotCon toys since 1994, not in my top 10 or 15, to be completely honest with you. So overall, I'm disappointed, but I'm not going to BotCon this year. So what? I guess in the end, it doesn't really affect me too much. But
this,
if you like
means,
it, cool. Props to you.
This means you can't rage from afar about how unfair it is that such a cool toy is coming out at a private venue.
I actually, since I'm not going, I technically don't have apparently any rights to complain about anything or give praise to anything.
Ah, well,
I'll sell you my stuff.
The rules of the fandom.
Do you at least, because you mentioned, you know, publicly, do you privately pleasure yourself with BotCon news?
You know, I have a webcam that I'll set up after the show's done, and I'll give Gog a chance to check it out. And
We owe each other an interactive mail.
Interactive mail, we do owe each other, and also you can see I bought, that's what I forgot to tell you, I did get something new this week. I got a blow-up little hentai doll, which I've named Omegas.
Oh, nice. You got one of those?
Like, I got one of those, and it's, I named it Omegas, and I'm going to be I'm going to be very interactive with it after the show.
See, all I was going to say was, like, you know, It's a shame we don't have Omegas here, because him and Kickback get along so well, but that tops it. Hi, Omegas! Well, moving on. There were two other BotCon toys that leaked, and last week I was actually hoping these wouldn't leak, only because one of them's one of those souvenirs, and I always like having at least one little surprise. Like, I like knowing what's in the box, but for the things that you're not going to be able to buy until you're at the show anyway, I figure, what the hell, why not just not know them? But they leaked, and I like them. They're two Energon Starscream repaints, Skyquake and Leozac. And they both look a lot like Skyquake and Leozac. And that works. And I like that toy, so I'm not disappointed. I'm not frothing with excitement, as has been said before. Although I do like Leozac getting a giant sword. That seems to work for me. What about you guys? Let's go in reverse this time and start off with Kickback.
Well, not to beat a dead horse or anything like that, I'll make mine short and sweet. I love the toy, which, thank you, 8 billion people, including Rick Alvarez privately the other day, reminding me that the toy is not a retooling of the G2 Smokescreen toy. I got harassed on that from on MySpace, on Facebook, and on a phone call, so I want to thank everyone for that one.
Didn't you only post that once, though? I saw your reply, and I was like, wait, what? But I didn't really...
Just once, and I think the replies to that post of mine went on for about 4 pages.
That's awesome.
The ability to correct
only
me
only because
on
it's you. Only because it's you.
Yes, for those of our listeners who don't know, it's not the G2 Smokescreen toy. It just happens to be designed exactly like him.
Exactly the same transformation sequence, exactly everything, incredibly the same, just different pieces. However, going back to my point, I like the toy. I think it's cool. As far as the paint applications go, they did a good job. I'm impressed that they actually, because you can tell by the translucent parts that it's not the same toy with just different paint. It's actually two separate runs of the same figure. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of cool for them to do. You know, Skyquake looks like Skyquake. Leozac looks like Leozac. Cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking whichever one is the souvenir toy is going to get a pretty decent price on the aftermarket, kind of like Shattered Glass Rodimus had going on for a little while. Although that was in part because he was tied to a bigger toy.
Yeah, you know, and I think these two toys, you know, we've seen Cup and we've seen Scourge and now we've seen Skyquake as far as what's in that 5-piece box set. You know, I think it really depends on what's going on with Thunderclash and whatever that other one is. Shows
Landshark.
Oh, that's right, Landshark.
I'm only into that because I'm hoping he's going to be Sharktacon, because I like that toy. But that would also be another deluxe, which would make some people annoyed.
That's why my money is still going on a Rid Skybite or what is his name in Beast Wars, Cybershark or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
Whatever that toy was, I still think that might be a possibility, too. But
Captain Asymmetrical.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think they're cool toys. You know, I think if you love the characters, obviously there's a lot of people who got into the Japanese series and love the whole Leozac and Leokaiser toys and so forth. So obviously that's going to be cool for them and to see another Japanese character brought into our exclusive American continuity, but... Yeah, I mean, they're cool. Are they for me? No. But, hey, if you like them, cool. I'm not going to rag on them because there's nothing I can sit there and be like, well, this looks like crap because, no, they look fine. They look great. So,
we could nitpick the shade of gray on Leozac now. Dog, what do you think of these guys?
I feel pretty much the same way as Kickback does. I think that I'd be a little more excited if I didn't already have, like, 3 or 4 of the mold, especially being, you know, I have a Starscream collection, so I obviously already have several of these, both the American and Japanese version. So, and I saw them, like, oh great, 2 more. So, I mean, the paint jobs on them are cool, but you know, if it was something I didn't already have a whole shelf full of, then it might be a little more exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how Leozac is sold, who he's bundled with, if he is. I'd be surprised if he was sold on his own, given past exclusives, but we'll see at the show.
It would be cool if they had some little plastic piece that attached to the back of the head that looked like the little lion mane thing. But
oh yeah.
Oh, and one more thing to remember too is that they always have that free figure for attending.
Oh yeah.
Which has traditionally lately been a deluxe. So
and one of the figures from the box. Usually.
Yeah.
Well, so. Not in 07. In 07, it was that clear blue Mirage.
Well, 07 was the one that doesn't really count, though, because that was the Rage one. That's the one that went all like in every direction to totally enrage people.
Yeah,
that should be the one that counts more than any.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Oh, we'll see. Maybe we'll get clear Fracture. anyway,
Maybe Clear Fracture will show up in the IDW comic. Oh, never mind.
Along with Drift. We've got a little intermission piece brought to us by Omegas Prime and Gog Dog's
Journal. I don't have an opinion.
Huh? Oh. Oh, I did it again. Oh. I did it again. I have to leave that in.
You Omegas'd me.
You did it again.
This goes on the wiki. This goes on the TF wiki. Trivia, how many times has Vangelis skipped someone on a list? This would be, I think, time number 3. So there you go, listeners. Anyway, Buzzbeak, hello.
Two shows in a row.
Two shows in a row, too.
Who's Buzzbeak? Buzzbeak is dead.
Yeah, now I screwed up his name. Wow! Hi, everybody. Man. I'm Vangelis from the City of Heroes fandom, here to talk to you about the Cape Radio. Seth Buzzard, what do you think of Skyquake and Liazak?
Well, now whatever I say is going to, like, be a disappointment, because it's not going to be, like, important or anything.
Gonna leave us with a cliffhanger.
Well, I mean, assuming one of them's in the box set, that just, you know, further narrows down the chance that I'm going to want to keep the set. If the other one's a souvenir, then, yeah, it's going to have to do with whatever he's bundled with if I get it. But another thing that is going to make the souvenirs problematic for me is I'm not getting to BotCon until sometime Thursday afternoon or early evening. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to get up at 4 a.m. to go to work, then go directly from work to the airport, fly down, check into the hotel, and then book it over to wherever we're picking up our pre-registration stuff, get in that line, and then get in the souvenir line if I want any of the souvenir stuff. So that's going to be a rough-ass day. And if I can live without the souvenirs, then
it'll be an easier.
I'll probably go, you know what, I can't get in that line again. Because I was in lines for about 5 hours when I went to the 07 BotCon that night, and I'm just not going to be able to do it again.
Well, you know, that's efficiency. The longer the line is, the more efficient the convention's going, is the logic I've come to assume is going on.
Can I add one thing?
Sure.
While we were all talking, I did look up that email, and it says, this was from the Collectors Club, says, if your order was in our offices or postmarked before the cutoff of March 2nd, you will receive what was ordered. And that includes any toy packages, Iacon, Primus, anything. So,
woot!
Don't fret not. As long as you had it in by March 2nd, if it was in their office faxed, even if you didn't get a confirmation, if it was in there, they're telling you you're going to get what you ordered. So hopefully that'll cut off 500 posts out of the thread.
All right. But so
before we go to intermission really quickly, just to keep people to realize that we do record this live, Foster Lager's brilliant news post has now been removed.
Oh.
So if you caught it in the time that we recorded this, awesome. If not, you know that cool stuff happens.
If you saw the one with just the hand holding the key and the discuss link went to a different site, then please post in the thread and tell us so we can do a little running count. Now, where was I? Hey, Kickback, what do you think of Skyquake and Liazak? Oh, no.
I went first.
Yeah. Intermission time. It's Gog Dog's Journal. What?
Gog Dog's Journal. Dear Journal, our listeners are starting to notice that I have stolen you from Gog Dog, thus ensuring his popular segment will no longer interfere with the even-numbered episodes, as well as my own brand of funny. The last few months reading your entries have been quite interesting, especially page 49. Gog Dog is a deeply troubled and sick individual and should seek help immediately. Note to self, remember that he has Kissblade figures and avoid when possible. It's too bad he won't be able to tell you about this year's BotCon Journal. You won't hear what character Vangelis voiced this year, who is recovering from an injury suffered from a flying unleashed, or what inappropriate thing Kickback did to a laptop. Then again, if someone brings me a BotCon Liazak from the show, perhaps you'll mysteriously reappear under Gog Dog's pillow, with several more interesting pages missing. Oh, and here I thought Vangelis wrote good fanfics. That's all for tonight, Journal. Until next time. P.S. The Plastic Addict rules.
Hey, we're back, and hey, GogDog, you use Twitter.com, don't you?
Sure. You actually did that.
What's your name on Twitter.com, GogDog?
It's not Vangelis.
Oh, that's mine. What's yours?
Use your imagination. Six letters.
Just tell people your Twitter. Come on,
it's
man.
Six letters. It starts with G and ends with G. So
I don't want to spend all this time thinking about your Twitter.
God dog?
It's at Interactive Mail.
Everybody with Twitter and a podcast pimps out their Twitter. Just do it. Be like everybody else.
Do you have a Twitter? Buzz Erd?
No, I don't.
First name Seth, whose name I didn't almost screw up?
You came around the back way. Good effort.
That's also it for our non-spoiler topics. So, let's move along to the spoiler section with a big disclaimer.
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
And now we're in the spoiler section, and yet again we have animated spoilers right down to the wire, as we're about, I'd say, just over a week away from its debut. At least it's season 3, and we found out something about that aforementioned debut. It's going to open with a triple-length episode. I don't want to say feature-length episode, because an hour and a half of TV time is not necessarily feature-length, commercials, etc. But it will be akin to the pilot, and that has me pretty excited, because one thing about animated season 3, knowing what we know so far, I won't go into total specifics, but one thing that would worry some is that it's only so long and there is so much that it looks like it might be covering. You know, it might worry about things getting too crowded, but if it opens up with a big triple lengther, I think it'll help just kind of clear out a whole lot of the story build-up right away and leave things a bit more open. And either way, I like triple-length episodes. They're fun. They make for a nice hour. Once you download them. Although I'm going to watch it, because, you know, I'm in Canada. I can actually watch it when it comes on TV, if I wake up in time. So let's go from eeny, meeny, miny. Buzz!
Hmm?
What do you think about the triple-length opener?
You know, it's good. I mean, it's not... I don't know. It's like it's hard to get that excited about just 3 episodes in a row, but it's okay. I am going to try to make more of an effort to watch season 3 when it's on and not wait for the DVDs to have been out for months before I get it.
Have you caught up?
I'm still working on season 2.
Okay.
Ooh.
But I so rarely watch anything when it's actually on TV anymore. So, to try to get myself back into that mindset of, oh, I have on this day at this time, I have to remember to turn on the TV.
Kind of brings you back, though. I mean, like, you should pull up a little rug and just, like, sit on it in front of the TV with a bowl of cereal.
Well, when I watched Transformers as a kid, I was folding newspapers while I would watch it.
Fold some newspapers while you
watch it. I have to... go just jack a bunch of newspaper machines.
It's for my nostalgia.
And then after the episode, bring them back all rolled up and with rubber bands around them and stuff them back.
There you go.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Kickback, what do you think of this triple-length episode? I mean, like, you've been privy to various details, but coming from the approach just of, hey, it's a triple-length episode, how do you like the look of this?
Well... let me tell you something. I am so excited. I'm planning to dress up in my Sari cosplay costume.
Picks, please.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a little yellow shirt that barely covers my junk and make some pigtails out of my short hair. And I will post pictures on Interactive Mail. However, I'm actually excited to see what happens. I think it's really important to remind everybody that this is not... three-episode mini-movie, so to speak. This is just three episodes that are going to be conjoined, like Siamese twins with their stepbrother to the side. Not necessarily
conjoined
three...
Conjoined twins.
Conjoined, yes. not necessarily, you know, one big movie that has a start to finish like the pilot. More like, you know, the first three episodes of season two. Mm-hmm. You could tell that they were sequential, back to forth, but it wasn't literally like to be continued kind of thing. And it's three episodes out of a 13-episode season, so that's going to take you down 3 weeks worth of episodes in one shot. You know, so I'm excited. I'm ready for this season to kick off. I'm ready for, you know, all these spoilers to finally go away so we can talk about animated without people freaking out and threatening, you know, World War III on the Chinese for spoiling everything. But
well, no, they'll still freak out because they haven't gotten around to watching the episode yet.
Yeah, and the internet has to wait for them to get their torrent. And you know.
That's right. I forgot.
The rule is... The rule is you can't talk about anything until at least a year later.
Mm-hmm. I'm frothing with excitement.
throbbing with excitement. Well,
I said frothing.
Oh, frothing. Okay.
I heard throbbing.
The important thing to remember is that, like, we could hear anything on here, but you, the listener, may hear something else. So, let's keep it all together like that. Gog Dog, what about you? What do you think of this?
I'm looking forward to it. You know what else I'm looking forward to?
What?
The official WTF at TFW week-by-week animated segment.
Yes, which I still have forgotten to actually bring up in our secret private podcast discussion thread where we're totally like, what are we going to do for the next 5 years with this podcast? We plan everything out meticulously. Meticulously!
By meticulously means 3 hours before we start recording.
Exactly.
But
if we're lucky, we get 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, I'm...
What was it today? What? Yeah, 2.5 hours today before we started, I posted the topic list.
That's normal.
I guess.
Anyway. But no, I mean, yeah, animated, it's great. Love it. Can't wait.
Woohoo!
Yeah. The thing about animated is just we got so many new characters popping up. It's, you know, it's not just a straight continuation of what we were getting before. It's going to be just completely starting from scratch, I think, in a lot of aspects. So it's definitely a lot more to look forward to, I think, than the previous, at least the previous season.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz.
Yeah, I want me some animated Rodimus.
Mm. Are you ready for that? I'm a freeze frame. That picture.
Hey, Seth. Buzzard.
Yeah.
So what do you think of this this whole dealer? Did I already ask you that?
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry, I'm just going to rack them up now.
You're just... You gotta step away from the meth lab every now and then.
I don't know, dude. Sometimes I think I'm a robot. Speaking of things that may be hallucinations, we got another new animated toy listing. It had two deluxes named Ratchet and Freeway Jazz. It had two Voyagers named something Sky-Firing Blade Optimus Prime and Blackout, which has gotten some people excited. Now, the reason why I say it may be hallucination is because this list was attached to a list that also still mentioned things like Hydro Dive Bumblebee. So I'm wondering if it's part of a potential number of toys that may in fact not come to fruition. Don't really know either way, but what about you guys? I'm going to let this one go open. What do you guys think about this possibility?
I'll go last.
Gee, I wonder why.
Hey, Gog Dog, what do you think about this?
Man, it's just a case of if they're gonna tease us with this, I want to see it. If not, I wish they'd just keep their freaking mouth shut. It's like don't let things slip that we have no chance of ever seeing. I don't know.
Like, it's worse to know than to just not know about something that's not coming out.
Anything that I say is going to be nullified by what Kickback says. So, Buzz, what do you think about Animated Blackout?
Hey, Buzz, yeah, what do you think about this? Now, what do you know about this?
You know, hold on. This is why it... Kick... Man.
Mwah.
Yeah.
I
love having a fill-in that it doesn't matter what you say, because he's always going to go last, and he's always going to make everything you say completely obsolete.
Voyager Blackout? I didn't hear about Voyager Blackout. Or like Leader Movie Blackout. No, I'm just starting to hoax now. Buzz, though, what do you think about this listing on the whole?
Well, I'm going to team myself up for failure here, and I'm just going to say that hopefully the listing is real. Hopefully that does mean that Hydro Dive Bumblebee is going to happen, because I never got Deluxe Bumblebee. And then when we heard that there was going to be this Hydro Dive one, and he was going to be a little smaller, which made him a little more scale, I was like, oh, sweet. Well, then I just won't bother getting Deluxe Bumblebee. I'll wait for that. And so now that I pretty much have no opportunity to get just plain old yellow Bumblebee, that was disappointing. And so I'm not going to really comment on these new listed things, just in case Kickback's going to, like, crush all our dreams here in a second. Like, it's pulling off an ultra combo in Street Fighter and going to hit me with a big flaming uppercut.
Yeah, it's like Shin Gauki Hell Murder.
Waiting in the wings.
No.
Yeah, and then for all our build up, he's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, it's totally real. It's awesome."
Well,
I've seen pictures.
Who's next on my list here?
Hold on. This is
coming out in April.
This is how it should go from now on. You ask me and Seth what we think. Talk to Kickback, then you see what me and Seth really think.
Okay, well, who's next? Hey, how about... Hey, Kickback!
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this mysterious listing?
Well, I mean, the listing's not Arrhenius. It's supposed to be there. It was. I don't know if it still is. I don't know. I haven't found anything out since everything kind of hit the fan the other week. Pretty much every single toy that I'm aware of that is scheduled to come out for this year has been listed at some point, with the exception of obviously Rodimus Prime, which has yet to be listed but has been talked about quite frequently, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at the Australian thing. They mentioned him in a Q&A.
Okay, that would only leave, then, as far as I know, at least one more toy coming out right after that. Whether or not I should say it, I'm still debating in my head real quick. basically, it'd be a...
That would be
the last thing for 2009, as far as I'm aware.
Straight.
But yeah, I mean, the listing is real. I have no idea what he looks like. I would assume, like every other animated toy, he would look like his animation model.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Jetpack Optimus Prime, I have really no idea what that is, unless it's another kind of like a Hydro Dive Bumblebee, or
yeah,
it's a smaller Optimus Prime with an accessory pack to make him fly.
I think it was called Wing Blade Optimus Prime, and technically the Voyager Prime's axe on his back looks kind of like Lady Wings. So,
yeah,
I was kind of thinking, could be either way.
The list I got had a Jetpack Optimus.
Ooh.
So apparently he's got a jetpack, but probably akin to the whole G1 More Than Meets the Eye episode 3 frame 832. No.
Sideswipe.
But yeah,
well,
if he's
your backpack. No. Whenever he got really angry in that opener, that's how I remember.
What a dick.
Well, if one listing is Jetpack Prime and one listing is Wingblade Prime, would it be too much to extrapolate that it is a jetpack with wings?
Whoa.
Blades.
Whoa. You need to slow down. Slow down there, Buzzard. Seth Buzzard. Here, you're blowing my freaking mind here with that.
He's got swords on his wings on his jetpack. Holy
God.
Our whole world just came to an end.
Pretty much. I'm dead. But yeah, I mean, that, as far as I know, that listing is for real. Whether or not it comes to pass is all based on whatever crack Hasbro seems to be smoking on whatever given day.
Yeah, I'm just holding. I'm holding out with the usual thing you can expect, where if a toy has hit steel molds, it'll very likely be made at some point. That's really my positive spin on everything related to animated right now, toy wise.
Yeah, it's hard to keep that hope up for toys you haven't even seen test shots of.
That is true. That is true.
we should let people draw something in the thread, post up some of their drawn pictures of what they think the toy will look like, and whoever's the closest when it actually is revealed gets a shout-out.
I have a question. What does everyone think of the possibility that they are canceling the animated line, but these last handful of animated figures will come out under the Universe title?
I always had figured that would be the case when the movie line hit back way, way back when we were all going, like, what's going to happen when the movie line hits? That was just my assumption. So I think it's possible. I wouldn't be offended if it happened, because Universe is kind of, with that whole, like, you know, insert name series thing, it's kind of made itself open to be the line to hold stuff in between main lines. That's just me, though.
I think that the original premise behind Universe, of course, was to keep things realistic as far as movie-wise, which, from what I understand, why Power Glide is a giant jet and not a itty-bitty baby jet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's white and gray instead of being bright red. So obviously, you know, they've kept to that tradition because Universe Cheetor is a very realistic cheetah.
Yeah.
along with Cyclonus, who's a very realistic looking future jet drawn, you know, by a sci-fi person. So I don't know how realistic these animated figures would actually appear in the Universe line, and if you know, Walmart would want to carry something so abstract looking.
Well, my only reason why I considered animated for it was was because of the Legends, because, yes, you know, space jets are in our future, especially big purple ones. But the Legends, the animated Legends being under Universe gave me some extra hope, because I was like, oh, hey, animated in Universe.
That confused me. I cried for about 36 minutes on the toy aisle the other day.
I don't know why!
Wow.
Then you headed to the Hot Wheels section and just totally ramped yourself back up.
That, or it could be the $6.99 price tag on them. I couldn't figure out which one.
Anyway, let's move on to the movie spoilers. Because we have two.
Are you going to play the spoiler sounder again?
Yeah, one more time. Well, yeah, for this next one here, let me just do one right. Actually, let's get our special guest, Kickback, deliver us a spoiler disclaimer quickly for this next headline.
A spoiler disclaimer? Let's see. WTF is not going to be responsible if... you go to any websites listed in this podcast that we did not pre-screen before saying them, or if you end up spoiling yourself by listening to anything that we're saying today, and if you end up not liking what you end up seeing and eventually end up buying anyways because that's just the way it works, we're not at fault, so you can't do anything about it, so wow, wow, go home, bye-bye.
Yep, pretty much. Now, let's drop this bombshell, because I know none of you are expecting this. This is the big one, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Revenge of the Fallen spoiler. Are you hyped? Because I'm hyped! I'm goddamn hyped! My heart is pumping like this right now out of his chest! Because I'm about to tell you all something revealed to us by Michael Bay himself.
Call you daddy!
Megatron is in the movie!
Holy crap!
There's an explosion somewhere right there.
I just peed a little.
That's right. Michael Bay has revealed that Megatron is in the movie, and that the quotes about Megatron not being in the movie, those might have been misinformation. So all
Whoa,
of you guys...
that was a hardcore campaign.
Oh man, all you guys, I know none of you believe Megatron was in the movie, but we've dropped it. He's in the movie. Bay also shared some details on how he may be in the movie, but just before we cover those, I want to also say Australia... I just say Australia because I forgot the link, but Australia has confirmed that Australia on the whole has notified the UN that Hugo Weaving is going to be Megatron. In Revenge of the Fallen, again. So
Australia.co.au. It was right on the front page.
Front page. Hugo Weaving to be Megatron. So,
it was spelled out in shrimp arrayed on a barbecue grill.
So, let me just expand on what he said. He said, Megatron's back, but you only get to see him from the long-lost past. We go way back in time,
yeah,
as this movie explains
right.
The mythology of the Primes. He's not a tank, like everyone suggests, but an alien vehicle. Tank. But sadly, he does not have much screen time, apparently. So, first thing, Megatron only appearing in flashbacks. Someone just said something in regards to that, I think. Buzz, was that you?
Yeah, I said, right, because I don't buy it. People have gone frame by frame through the trailers like they're searching for long-lost treasure. And there's all these bits and pieces that seem to indicate Megatron on Earth, on Sam's business, pinning him down. I think we probably will see Megatron in flashbacks, but then I think we'll see him in real time by the ending. Mm. And we probably won't see him a lot in the movie. Like, I don't expect to see Megatron all over the flick. And if, assuming they do a third movie, I hope we do get to see Megatron actually doing something, because he's kind of got this whole Ghostbusters 2 guy trapped in a painting vibe going on where you spend the whole movie waiting for Megatron to show up, and then it's like, oh, that was it? Why is everybody afraid of Megatron? He apparently doesn't really do much, except for wait until the end. But yeah, I mean, no surprise to anybody. Bob Orsi spilled the beans a couple weeks ago, and then those beans didn't need to be spilled because It's got to be one of the worst kept secrets in Hollywood
well,
history.
When Hasbro's Toy Fair setup basically spoils the thing, you know, it goes places. Also, the packaging of Megatron revealing that he is cobbled together from the corpses of movie Decepticons also kind of makes one wonder if he's only appearing via flashbacks. Gogdog, what do you think about all these revelations? Is your mind blown?
I think this is the first time we've actually had truth. I think everything up to this point has been misinformation. Leader class Megatron, they leaked that to Genzao and Pia on purpose.
That's right.
I think it's all misinformation. I think Michael Bay is he's my god. Whatever he says goes, I have no reason to distrust.
Yeah, did you know that they give me free toys to review as well? This is what I've been told. I wasn't aware of it, but I've been told that my stolen Chinese toys are in fact free samples from Hasbro. So I was glad to hear that, because that means I get a refund. Right? Oh. Anyway. As you were saying, Gar.
That joke went places.
Don't know where it went, but it went there.
Dark places where no one will find them again. Anyway, Gog, you were saying.
I said it.
Oh, that was it? Yeah, you're just going to... You believe 100%.
I do. I absolutely believe.
All right. Kickback, do you believe?
You know, I didn't even know they were coming out with a sequel until the beginning of this podcast.
I hope we didn't spoil it for you.
Wow.
You know, the spoiler warning that I gave really helped me out a little bit. And so I kind of feel a little bit better. no, it's just... whatever. That's all I have to say. Whatever. I mean, you know, apparently, no offense to you, Gog Dog, I don't mean to be harassing or getting in your God's grill or nothing like that.
Don't do it.
But to Michael Bay, you just gotta look him straight in the eye and be like, for real? Like, I don't know, apparently he still thinks he's making a movie geared towards 5-year-olds, and then he's completely forgotten that everyone on the internet is at least ages 13 and up on our website, apparently.
Almost every website out there has already spilled the beans, so.
He honestly believes that he can do a campaign of misinformation with some of the freaking some of these people here, when it comes to Transformers, they could make the FBI and the CSI and CIA, they could make them all look pathetic. You know, how they do in real life, only their hands a little bit different, but when it comes to Transformers, man, you can't sneak nothing by some of these people. So to Mr. Michael Bay, you know, it's just kind of like, hey, dude, thanks.
Good try.
You know, you did good, kiddo. You did good. Maybe for the third movie, you can actually do something other than threaten us with a campaign of misinformation and then wait until 2 months before the movie comes out to say something that has been completely proven to be inaccurate 3 months before you said it. So,
well, maybe he can rest his hands in control of the stolen Chinese toy syndicate before the third movie. So that he can.
I think
that's really what's been ruining every single attempt to keep everything secret so far, even in the.
No, that's absolutely true. If it wasn't for all the toy links, them keeping things under wraps would have. It actually might have paid off for him. So I don't know. I don't know how happy he is, or if you
even
know, Hasbro has to say about it. But.
Hey, Vangelis, yeah, Gogdog, I have a question for you two, since you traffic illegal Chinese stolen toys. What would you do?
I've done it one time! One time! How did I get...
Oh, yeah, that excuse always holds
up.
Did
it once?
I only killed one person. I mean, why is everybody freaking out? I only robbed one bank.
I already told one person to come and get me, and I got in trouble for saying that, so I can't.
It was just the tip. But no,
I only raped Omegas once.
You only did it once? No, but it's. What would you do if
Hulkamania ran wild on you?
Where are we going with
it? what would you do if you went out to the mailbox to get your package, but instead of Sideswipe and Sideways, or whoever the heck you got this week, Michael Bay burst out of the box and just punched you square in the face.
I would wrestle him.
With an explosion in the background. What would you do? I mean, is that something Michael Bay needs to consider doing to keep these movies under wraps?
I really have no idea. Like, the moment when we had, like, years ago, all the press on the first movie about the robot designs being kept under wraps, the first thing I thought was, like, That's going to be fun. BotCon's tried to do that for years, and it only sometimes pans out, and that's one toy a year. Good luck with a line, and it didn't pan out. So
I can just imagine every time we get one of these toy links, especially when we put it on our front page, I can just see Brian Golder, like, sitting at the foot of his bed, like, tapping his foot, staring at his phone, just waiting for it to ring. You know, somebody from Paramount's like, hey, Brian. You know, didn't we already say 30 times this wasn't going to happen? Well, you know, I'm trying. We're doing our hardest.
Well, and then, like, with Michael Bay, I mean, what's he thinking that he's going to, like, be able to keep anything secret? Nothing in movies has been kept secret since The Sixth Sense. So, yeah. I mean, unless Megatron's been a ghost the whole time, what's he trying to pull?
Yeah, and I think Michael Bay is catching a lot of flack for this too. But at the same time, several people, you know, made the same point already in the thread. But I don't think, I mean, Michael Bay's heart is in the right place. He's trying to keep the movie a surprise. He wants people to go in there not knowing what to expect and to get blown away. And I'm sure it probably does frustrate him to some degree that a lot of this stuff that he's worked hard to keep under wraps, you know, we're reporting it to. Hundreds of people on the podcast and thousands of people on the front page of the website on a daily, weekly basis. So,
yeah.
I mean, at the same time, it's stuff that we're interested in and, you know, being the hardcore fans, it's probably not going to really ruin the movie for us. And the ones who are have been here long enough to know that to stay away, to click the special link on the front page that doesn't display movie news.
Can we plug that again, by the way, just for the benefit of all those who still haven't found out about it?
I just did.
Yeah, you can click a special version of the front page that has no movie news, just so you know.
But we're saying that in the spoiler section.
Well, some people might have accidentally listened in this far.
Use that for the opening this week.
I already got
just remind everybody. But I mean, I forgot what I was saying now. But, oh, Michael Bay. You know, I do think his heart is in the right place, and, you know, maybe he still is having a glimmer of hope that the, you know, the few hundred people out there that haven't been spoiled, you know, at least they get a surprise or whatever. But, I mean, it's easy to rag on him. Yeah, he is highly ignorant of, you know, of him thinking he has some ability to keep this under wraps. But I don't think him trying to keep it under wraps is a bad thing. And I think he at least deserves some credit for trying.
I mean, go for it.
Yeah, well, I don't think Bay, Bay said in when doing the first movie that he didn't know Transformers from nothing. So I don't think he understands the fandom at all. Like, he thinks he's probably just dealing with just any old buddy, but he's dealing with, like, these hardcore ravenous fans of a franchise that's been around forever. And he probably thinks that, oh, I can keep stuff quiet because it's like when I worked on the island and nobody cared. and then I'm sure he's not paying attention either. Like, maybe he'll hear something, like, during a meeting with, like, Orsi and Kaufman, because they are interacting with the fans, and they're on, or Orsi's on TFW, and both of them pop up on Don Murphy's board, and Don Murphy has his own board. So where these guys do interact with the fans, I don't see Bay even paying attention. And maybe he'll hear something from one of them, like, oh,
this
man, they found
podcast.
This. And he's like, who? What?
Yeah, go see. Actually, you know what? This is a perfect segue, if you guys don't mind, because talking about toy security, we got, like, 5 new looks at toys that aren't out yet this week. We got to see Leader Prime, all these in full, on camera. Leader Prime, Leader Megatron, Deluxe Skids, Deluxe Rampage, and Deluxe Wheelie. excellent segue there, actually. Thanks for the setup, guys. Now, Leader Megatron and Prime, we even got to see the boxes. Leader Megatron, we finally got to see his face, the long-hidden, mysterious face, which, shock and awe, looks like Megatron! From the movie!
Yeah, sorry to all the people who were saying that we were going to get a big surprise with the head and it was going to be Galvatron.
Yeah.
my apologies.
And we got to see, thanks to Pia, who got Leader Prime, we got to see the transformation on that toy, which is abso-freaking-lutely crazily amazing. It's unbelievably close to the CG transformation, and that's taking into account that the CG transformation cheats a little bit here and there. His feet and shins run across the entire bottom of the truck mode, for instance, which is downright incredible. Leader Megatron, not quite as incredible on the engineering side of things, but he does go like, I am Megatron! Skids and Rampage.
What does he transform into, though?
What?
What does Leader Megatron transform
into? Oh, he turns into an alien vehicle.
Yes, he does.
Not a tank. A large, betrayed alien vehicle covered in armor with one massive turret-mounted gun in the middle. That's
as he appears in a flashback.
Yes. With one tiny arm.
That's a Zangor from Galaxy 7.
The thing I really wanted to point out, because I wanted to point out that Leader Prime is an amazing transformer in terms of complexity, and Skids and Rampage impressed me because those two toys have something going on that the first movie line had going on, which is, you know, lots of panels kind of hanging in midair behind them. Only in this case, they aren't hanging in midair loosely. Every single panel on those toys has a solid peg and hole connection, or tab and hole connection, which impressed me quite a bit. And Deluxe Wheelie is demented looking. And I'm kind of into that, actually. He looks crazy and evil. I know that not all of you guys really checked out all the videos and whatnot and pictures of all these toys, but let's just go down the list of what you've seen of these guys and share some thoughts. Let's start off with Seth Buzzard.
Well, the two that... I'll only talk really on two. I mean, because they're all kind of cool in their own special way. Rampage, I'm still really into. Seeing him in profile, though, I was a little like, eh, really, that's how the back of his body goes? Like those, yeah, but, you know, it's still cool. I love the whole thing where the treads kind of unhook, and they're these big, long, flat kind of whippies. That's super rad. I'm totally down with Rampage. And then, like, with Wheelie, Not so much a comment on the toy itself, but like the crazy, oh, he's a ripoff of Wally. No, he's a ripoff of Johnny Five. No, he's a ripoff of E.T. argument. There's countless robots and countless movies and science fiction that have just like two binocular kind of eyes. That there was a droid in the background of Star Wars that had just kind of two binocular kind of eyes. Deal with it. It's not, it's such a weird thing to argue about, like whether he's a ripoff of Wally or Johnny Five. Come on.
But if you guys do want to have a loud, violent argument about it where you start flaming each other, you can do so in the movie forum moderated by some guy called Buzzbeak.
Where do you think I've heard these people arguing about it? You don't need to encourage them to do it. It's happening right now.
Go and be part of the game, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, no, don't, because after that hoax thread ages ago, I discovered I shouldn't just start telling people to do things. GogDog, what?
Send me $500.
Send me $500 through PayPal in order for me to buy a Leader Megatron, no, Leader Prime. Leader Megatron right now, just so I can get it and then, like, sell it to a comic book store for $5. I don't know. I'm not sure how far this is gonna go. I might just hold on to the $500. What am I? GOG! What do you think of, the latest toy leaks? The ones that are certainly, adding to the misinformation campaign?
I mean, I have warmed up to Leader Prime. I still hope that there's some gimmick where the yet-to-be-seen Leader Jetfire can combine with him.
Oh, I can actually add to that. He does have a mysterious tab hole on his pelvis that has a retracting door on it.
That's mm-hmm. what she said.
Okay.
Mysterious.
Yeah, I mean, I hope, you know, they hope they pull it off. If they don't and it's lame, then I'll just assume that they not do it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too excited for this gimmick, but I am looking forward to see what they pull off with it. Leader Megatron, when the first pictures came out with the Arker and the icon over his head, I was just kind of like, you know, I guess Megatron's just going to be doomed to have a toy that really doesn't look all that hot. But when Genzao posted his gallery, he pulled off some pretty cool poses with Megatron's legs. You can, you know, most of the people that are posting these leaked pics seem to be just taking pictures of Megatron just, you know, standing in this neutral pose that doesn't really, you know, isn't all that flattering. But
Does this pose make me look fat?
Yeah. So I mean he can look really good. I'm not a fan of the paint there is no paint. So you know just the gray plastic. I think you talked about that last week.
It's that perfect shade of gray that makes anyone who used to play like old miniatures games like it's not just gray plastic but it's that unpainted gray plastic that you feel the need to put primer on.
When you kept bringing up Games Workshop, I was like, I know that. I was totally down with Warhammer 40K forever. I have boxes of those gray plastics.
So yeah, I mean, I echo all your thoughts on that. We'll see. I mean, I do think it's a step up. I was retarded. I had gotten a couple of tips one day when the old movie came out, and somehow I wasted that movie on Leader Megatron, and about 2 days after I bought him, the electronics in him just died. So, if anybody wants a Leader Megatron with no working electronics for like $10, just PM me. You can have it. Pay for shipping.
Get a shout out.
So yeah, I mean, Wheelie's face looks a little strange. Maybe I just need to see him in person. Mm-hmm. His head is kind of odd compared to some of the, you know, airbrush pictures that we saw previous. But.
Yeah. I did like how Wheelie's eyes could kind of be, they can be twisted so he can be frowning or sad, which was kind of neat.
But, just like Wally!
Movie forum! Kick back. What do you think about these toy leaks?
Let's see. I'll go in order. Leader Prime. I could have sworn I've seen that somewhere, but last year. or last movie, I should say. I'm sorry, I fail to see much of a difference. I think the front of him in the robot mode looks cooler than it did in the first one, but I haven't looked at my first one in long enough to be able to tell you if they even look the same. It's just how much I don't, not care, but just don't, I don't know, not feeling Revenge of the Fallen, a lot of the stuff, especially
you're not,
the Autobots.
You're not hardcoring it up.
No, I'm broke, unemployed at the moment, so don't really care. Leader Megatron, I say he transforms into a very realistic alien vehicle.
I've seen plenty of them that look like that, I agree with you.
He just kind of looks like a mess, to be completely honest. Robot form, like, even the pictures we saw of, like, you know, the sketches, the CGI of him and so forth, he just looks like... I want to say he looks like you just took a bunch of other Decepticons and put them together, but that would completely tie in with the bio, and that'd be really cheap. So I'm not going to say that. But he just looks uninteresting and boring and something I'm not going to spend $40 on. Deluxe Skids. Looks alright, I guess. You know, if you're into that kind of stuff. Deluxe Rampage, I think, is the star so far. In my opinion, it looks like the coolest toy that I've seen. And it's probably just because of the treads that come off and look like they're, you know, some sort of S&M whips or something like that.
Hell yeah.
Cool. I think that's really cool.
Leather Boy Bulldozer.
Exactly. He's a front loader. That's hot. And then Deluxe Wheelie, everyone keeps saying, ooh, Wally, I'm sorry, it looks like Circuit to me from the movie Short Circuit. But maybe, again, that's just me. But, yeah, that just...
Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Oh, okay, yeah, that too.
Yeah, we just prevented like 50 replies. By
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm on a roll.
I saved your ass. You owe me.
Interactive mail. but no, just the toy itself is just I don't know. It looks goofy, not in a good way. It looks. I don't know, this is coming from someone who's not, like, eagerly awaiting the toys. Like, I want to see the movie, but the toys, I'm just kind of like, eh, I bought, like, 6 from the first movie, so I'll probably buy 2 from the second movie. You know, I'm sure the kids will either eat it up or hate it, and I'm sure Wheelie, just like Bumblebee, if it's supposed to be kind of a quote-unquote main popular, you know, humorous character, the shelves will be clogged with it at some point in the future. So,
Ultimate
overall...
Wheelie.
Overall, Rampage is cool. My favorites would go Rampage, Skids, Prime, Wheelie, then Megatron, in that order.
And that is all.
Wheelie is going to be this movie's Jar Jar Binks.
You are my Jar Jar Binks in life.
I know.
Misa. yeah, so I'm sure that...
Misa, interactive mail.
Woody woo! I'm sure that by the time the movie comes around, we will have probably talked about the entire toy line several times over, but, you know, looking forward to more of those leaks. Maybe we'll get to see even, you know, some Leader Jetfire beyond his ass in the future. But I talked about that a whole lot last episode.
Front parts.
Fuel injector! Anyway, that's all our topics this week. That's the podcast this week. I hope you've all enjoyed our new substituter. He's in place of Super underscore Megatron on the bench. He is Kickback.
Yo.
So
leave me hate mail, please. I enjoy
do it.
Yep.
Leave us iTunes.
Who needs Michael Bay to rape your childhood and have Kickback?
I don't know what that means.
What exactly am I raping?
Something.
Omega.
Someone with long, silky hair that occasionally makes
Oh, hey, everybody! So that was me, Vangelis. That was Dog Dog. That was Kickback. That was Seth Buzzard. And
success.
We are WTF and TFW. Stay tuned. There's always more coming, including supplementals. So we'll talk to
That's
you later. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I'm not doing that crap.
Damn it!
Add all that up, I know what the f*** it means. put you down. Some badass perpetrators, they're here to stay.
Never call me by my number. My name is Seth, and I am unique. I am not a toy who can only blindly obey Bison's orders. Defy me and perish. That includes you as well as Bison.